Hi, I'm Bran, and I love classic Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like classic Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise classic Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
Whoa! Pump the brakes, everyone.
Calm down, guys.
Hi, guys. Happy Friday. It's Friday. Everyone get down on Friday. I'm having a good week so far.
Are you? It sounds like you're about to die.
Just getting a little choked up.
A little choked up.
Christmas in July is coming to an end. Not going to have another Christmas movie until October 22nd or whatever.
Yeah, how dare us wait till almost Halloween.
Yeah. You get it. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for finally coming over.
To be honest, I just looked at my notes during that intro, and like half of these I don't understand because I watched this movie a week ago, so it should be fun.
Well, you watched most of it a week
ago. That's right, I did. Yeah.
So yeah. You watched this one in two parts.
That's right, 50 minutes, and then I got a call that my kid got his head split open.
Yeah.
How's his head?
It's doing all right. Three staples later, gash is closed up pretty good. But
guess he has a splitting headache. Oh, am I right?
I don't know why you had to do that to him, though, Panda.
Yeah, gosh.
That was messed up.
That's terrible of you.
What did he call you? Did he call you a name?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, you brought it up.
He called me a doo-doo head.
Yeah.
Doo-doo head.
Well, he had it coming to him.
He told me he called you an old doo-doo head, which makes more sense.
It hurt. He said it, and then I lost it.
You struck my child? Is that the joke we're doing here?
Well, that's what Brad was telling. I was just like,
To be fair, Panda didn't strike your child. To be fair. Did he hire someone?
Who knows? Was it a Tonya Harding situation?
Yeah.
Who knows?
All I'm saying is you're telling me it's a coincidence that he called you an old doo-doo head?
That's right.
And then a couple hours later, he got struck in the head?
I guess.
What can I say about Big Frankie? Big Frankie.
You put a hit out on my kid.
I would never.
You would never.
Good. Yeah.
He was bringing up a different subject.
Different Big Frankie is a different thing altogether. Of course it is.
Yeah. But what can we say about Big Frankie that hasn't already been said?
So much. We talk about Big Frankie almost too much on this show.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not at all what I thought Big Frankie would sound like.
What do you think I would sound
more
like?
More Italian.
Okay. You think everyone who is named Frankie is
Big
Italian?
Big Frankie?
Right.
All right. No, you're right. No. It's on me.
That is on you.
It's completely on me.
What can I do for you? You've summoned me here tonight.
Do you get hired for jobs that require some sort of violence?
Lord, yes, no. Right. Why would you think this?
Because Brand said that Panda may have hired someone to hit someone else.
Right.
And then Panda immediately said, well, what can I say about Big Frankie? So that's where I got it from.
Can I just say this really quick? And I think you did miss the memo. So on the rundown, we did bit about the head and then Big Frankie. It's a totally separate.
Yeah. So you need to tell me.
He segued in really too quickly.
It was a bad segue.
It was a bad segue.
Okay. More than fair.
And I don't want to, because I think what's happening here is we're besmirching Big Frankie's name.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's not fair to him.
It isn't. In several ways.
Right.
In several ways.
Right.
Absolutely. So, Big Frankie, what do you do?
Well, I am a hitman.
There it is.
But to be fair, I would never do this to your son.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't. Yeah.
Adults all day long. To be fair,
what's the last adult that you did?
I'm not
going to
say it on the podcast.
You can tell us; it's a safe space.
Give me a rhymes with.
Rhymes with Hanya farting. Honda farting. Which is funny in and of itself.
It is funny.
All right, Big Frankie out.
Thanks, Frankie.
What can we say about Big Frankie that hasn't already been said?
Yeah.
All right, guys, you ready to talk about my Christmas dream?
We did that segue, on the other hand, was perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah. God bless your child. I hope he makes a full recovery.
He did. It was a tough day in the emergency room. But
in all honesty, ended up happening? How did it?
We can talk about it later.
Okay.
Yeah, but head was split open, emergency room.
That's a real bummer.
And Big, frankly, almost certainly didn't have anything to do with it.
Almost certainly.
99.9% chance. Yeah. But what can we say about Big Freak?
What can we say?
My Christmas Dream originally aired on November 19th, 2016.
2016! Nobody had it, so I bought it. It is Rippy. 2014-16, Rippy is here.
Rippy, how you doing?
14-16, eating those ribs. 14-16, Rippy's got them. 14-16, brand floater.
Hold on.
Oh, where are you going? What are you doing? You just trying to leave? Just shirk your responsibility as a host and a friend?
No.
You're a shirker. You're a big fat shirker.
You do seem like you're shirking right now.
You shirk left and right. Here a shirk, there a shirk, everywhere a shirk, shirk.
How much time do I have to get you a nap?
You have no time. You should have had it prepared.
I have one right here.
Panda? Panda has
no,
a
he
nap.
Did the fake thing.
He didn't do a
fake thing. He did a fake thing.
He handed me a real nap.
It's a real nap.
See, you're here.
Then hold it up. I can't. You're not in frame. I can't get you on.
In frame? What are you? You've lost your mind, you shirker.
If I switch to Panda's cam, you're not in the shot.
You're
what I'm saying.
You're right. I'm not. You shirker.
Okay.
You're a shirk fest.
Someone sent
Shirk Week. Shirk Week with Brand.
Someone sent us wipes.
Shirk Week's every week with someone, Brand.
Dan, who sent us wipes this week?
Somebody sent us wipes for Rippy.
Yes.
I
brought it up.
Thank Holly? You. I think it was Holly.
Someone sent us wipes, and they were right over there on your chair, Dan.
And then the cleaner came,
and I think they're now in the back room.
Oh, man, that stinks.
So if I have, 10 seconds.
Brand is lying because he said, I took them home and I burned them. I burned them in the sky one by one. I burned them over and over again. Oh, what you got there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's got some naps. Float him. That's a bad float. Float him. Be better. That's terrible. Try right-handed.
That was a great float.
Try right-handed.
I'm left-handed, though. Why would I try right-handed?
Because your lefty is bad. Oh, that's a better float. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Panda, thank you for giving Brando's naps.
You're welcome. It's the least I could do after he's done.
He's a shirker.
Yep, after he's been shirking so bad. Shirker. It took him a long time, and I want to apologize on behalf
cool
of
cool shirk. This cat you're talking about, I wonder
who it could be. Well, it's Brand.
He's shirking the naps. He's never giving me what I need.
And it went
cool
a little,
shirk.
And it went a little something. And I just want it on the record that I did float Rippy.
Brand's starring in a reprise of that Steve Martin movie, but it's not called The Jerk. It's called The Shirk.
Okay. I did float Rippy a nap today.
Shirker.
It went a little something like this. Christina is a department store manager who... Oh, sorry.
You all right then, Chief?
Yeah, school shirt. Who is in charge of decorating the store, the whole Christmas display.
What store?
A McDougal.
McDougal's! It's a big-time department store, but they treat people well. McDougal's!
And they go all out at
she McDougal's. Really loves Paris, but she also loves her job. McDougal's!
So McDougal's is known for their annual Christmas display at McDougal's.
Put it up every year. It's different all the time. McDougal's!
And this year is the 25th annual McDougal's Christmas display.
24 other ones before this one. Yeah, McDougal's!
So she walks behind the curtains and she sees that, nothing's really happening, but they are painting stuff. There's a guy named Kurt who accidentally drops paint on down and then that paint then flows out. Paint somehow gets on her through all of this. And he's promptly fired for that and also just being slow at his job in general. It's a real unfortunate situation. She now has paint on her skirt, which is bad news because she has a meeting with Mrs. McDougal.
McDougal's! No? She's been running the company and doing nothing else. McDougal's!
Miss Dougal is like, big whoop.
Not Miss Dougal. Mrs.
McDougal.
That's right.
Mrs. McDougal is like, no big deal. Who hasn't had paint on their clothes before? Probably you, Mrs. McDougal, but that's neither here nor there. Mrs. McDougal is like, I do have a big announcement, though, everybody. We're going to be opening an international store across the pond in Paris. We need a store manager. We're going to be looking to hire from within. And Christina is like, me. So she tells Mrs. McDougal that she's interested, and she's like, I'll be watching. Christina now feels extra pressure to really put on a good Christmas display since Mrs. McDougal is here to be impressed. But she actually doesn't have an idea yet. And it's very close to being time for them to show. I think they only have like 10 days to get this display up and running before showing it to the world. So she's roaming the store thinking and bumps into a kid. And this kid is looking for Santa, but Santa's nowhere to be found. And so she's like, tell me your wish. I'll pass it along to the fat man. And the kid is like, okay, so my dad has been a shell of himself, and I just want to be back to normal. And she's like, great. Wow, this kid's amazing. But then his dad walks up, and wouldn't you know it, it's Kurt, the paint guy. And he's like, oh, man. And she's like, oh, darn it. The next day, Cooper comes back. That's the kid. Not the from the movie The Kid. The kid in this movie.
Disney's The Kid.
Different thing.
Okay.
And so Cooper comes back to yell at Christina because he found out that his dad got fired because of her. And she's like, technically, I didn't fire dad. I just didn't stop it from happening. But can you believe it? Cooper doesn't care about the logistics. She tells him that she's got to give him a ride home. But when she gets to her car, won't start again. And her phone is dead. So Cooper says, come on inside. Make that call inside this house on the landline. Kurt is there and is like, you know what? Let me just take a look at your car. And so she finds out in this moment of being in his house that he's quite the artist. And when he's not spilling paint on people, he's spilling paint and making beautiful murals out of it. See what I did there, boys? Cooper takes a liking to Christina and wants to see her a ton, wants her to be his new mom. But again, I'm reading between the lines there. He didn't say that, but I think we can all figure that out. Kurt takes a job hanging Christmas lights around town. Christina is still racking her brain trying to come up with a Christmas display idea. Time is ticking. So she says, hey, Kurt, you got any good ideas that I can use if I bring you back here? You got any good ideas I can use for an amazing display? And he's like, do I have any ideas? They come up with a pretty good idea. They decorate a tree together. All things are going wonderful. So he comes up with a pretty dope design, shows it to Christina, and she's like, that's a pretty dope design. They get very close to kissing, but they get interrupted. Uh-oh. Christina goes to show Mrs. McDougal's the display idea, and she's like, this display is great, but is unusable.
Your design sucks. It's not really usable, McDougal's.
This display is like says a lot about Christmas, but doesn't say anything about McDougal's. See, we want it to be about McDougal's.
McDougal's!
We're going to just have to repeat last year's design. We've never repeated a design ever, but for the 25th, we're going to have to repeat a design.
There's a first time for everything, and this year's the second time, McDougal's!
You're a giant disappointment. So she's real sad about this, and she ends up finding a picture of Mrs. McDougal as a child, I believe.
Yes, yes.
And she's like, well, here's an idea. What if we took this picture and made it the display?
But that's not the idea at all.
No?
No, that she gets an the display does not look anything like the picture. She
right, just it's, gets but it's the inspiration. Idea,
the
right.
Inspiration.
What if we take this and make it the display?
Make that idea
inspiration.
The display. Yes, yes,
yes. Yes. Not make
the same exact
you're not going to paint it. You're not going to paint
we're
that picture.
You're
not
going to recreate that display either.
Right.
But it's just
inspiration.
Two
you're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. So they do this. They put it all together. Everybody shows up. And she's like, we've got a brand new display for you. And Mrs. McDougal's like, you got what? And then they throw the curtains open. And Miss Dougal's is like, I love this. Let's talk. Offers her the job in Paris. Cooper finds out about this, is not pleased.
Oh, Coop.
Flying the coop.
And Kurt's not really like helping the matter either. He's like, you are crushing my son's heart and his spirit, and he's never going to get over this. Thank you. And
you
they
can
leave.
Have the job, but you're a terrible person, McDougals.
So now Christina is like, well, what do I do? I've always wanted to go to Paris. I always wanted this job. But this kid also wants me to be his new mommy. And now I'm at a crossroads.
Competing ideas.
Now I'm at a crossroads. And so she shows up. It's Christmas Eve, I believe. Snow's coming down. Knocks on the door. Knock, knock. It is her. And she's like, guess what? Good news. I am going to Paris. But not for long. And you guys can come if you want to. We're going to, and then I'm going to come back. And basically now I'm just the, I'm not a McDougal, but might as well be. I'm going to kind of be running all these different stores and I can kind of, I'm going to be based right here and I might have to travel a little bit, but no big deal. And Cooper's like, yes, please. Thank you. And my guy Kurt is very happy about this as well. And they end up kissing as celebrating Christmas. And that, my friends, was my Christmas dream.
We did it.
We did do it, everybody. McDougal, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Sure.
Here on
Take the Hallmark.
I say
it. You say it.
Welcome back to McDougal.
McDougals.
If you
know what that's from, Panda.
It sounds really familiar. I don't know. What is it?
That's my
McGruber.
Favorite. McGruber. Do you McGruber? Know what that is?
Yeah.
No? The movie. SNL skit turned SNL movie. Skit,
turned movie, turned TV show. Yeah. Yes. It's going to hit with a lot of people, Brand.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Cool. And if you think Dan came up with that on the spot, no. If you
I was doing
ever wondered what it was like
long.
To watch this movie with Dan, that was it. And it worked every time, buddy. It was a blast. Let's break this movie down. Let's start with the hot take, and let's start with you, Panda. Panda, you've got a bust.
Bus.
Busk.
19 days.
Bus.
Bus.
You've got a bus.
I've got yes. a bus. 19 days.
19 days. Well, 10, so I think you're down to like 17 now because that was on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, that was Tuesday. Okay.
So time's running out. So, okay. But 17, I have 16. Heard that they're listening today and they will consider moving that expiration
Wagwire,
date.
Wag flyer?
Ending that expiration date a little bit later.
Really? If I
wow, it's
up?
An extension.
Wow. Well, then let me tell you, this movie is pleasant.
All right.
So it reminds me of Window Wonderland in one sense, except they don't with
there's
a little
competing
less
competing decorations,
right?
It's just one,
and so it has less charm than that movie. I think Window Wonderland is just wonderful. This is like that in the sense of trying to put on a display. I don't know if I bought Danica's chemistry with the guy.
David Hayden Jones.
Yeah, David Hayden Jones. I don't know if I was totally sold on him overall. I don't know what it is. It was fine. I just didn't like any of the characters that much. I didn't really like them, like as people.
It was pleasant.
But it was pleasant enough.
The people, like, not so much.
The people, I mean, they were just, everyone felt like they were just trying to get ahead the whole movie. And, it was fine. It was inoffensive. I liked it. It was a standard, like, I just don't know if any of the characters really resonated with me. That's just kind of where I'm at.
This isn't one of my favorite ones. I think for years, people would be like, Brandon, how do you like these movies? They're all the same. The girl quits her job at the end and leaves everything behind for the guy. And I'm like, no, they're not all the same. But there is this one where she does, as always, dreamed of having a job in Paris and trades that away for 2 days in Paris and a Cooper. And so this is the movie where it's like, you know what? I get what everybody says. Like, I get where everyone's coming from. Like, this movie, like, it is like a trope of a Hallmark movie. If you were putting together a Hallmark movie, it kind of is this. And not in a good way, unfortunately. This one's not my favorite one for all of those reasons. It just does. It feels very insincere, this movie, which I don't like. I like my Hallmark Christmas movies to feel sincere and feel like we're all in this together, and this movie is not that for me. And that's unfortunate. But it's a classic. Don't you worry, everybody. It's a classic. Dan?
In spite of the two lead performances, because I think Danica and David Hayden Jones are both more than capable in this movie, this is everything that's wrong with the pre-2020 Hallmark movies. I mean, this woman has worked tirelessly to get a job in her dream city and throws it all away for a dude she meets 10 days prior and his son for literally no reason at all. And all of this is centered around the most absurd plot device that is the big Christmas display that is released on Christmas Eve. It is just all of it. No thought was put into this. No one releases a display on Christmas Eve. No one turns down the job of their dreams for somebody they met 10 days ago. All of this is just terrible. The people are terrible. The plot device is terrible. It is eye-rollingly bad. And I actually think Danica and David Hayden Jones are up for it in this movie. No one's phoning it in. It's just not a good movie. And so that's unfortunate, but this is the quintessential, it's everything that proves the point that Brand doesn't like to be proven. It is the quintessential wheelhouse Hallmark movie that people think of. And so it's not good. It's not a good movie. It's a bad movie. I would even go so far as to say it's a dumpster fire because it's just borderline unwatchable.
Dumpster fire.
Even though Danica and David Hayden Jones, I think both are doing great. It's just not a good movie.
It's time for all the feels, Panda.
The only feel I have is when the kid saying, whoa, about he's looking at, he's trying to get his dad to go out with Danica. And, he says, whoa. And then saying, you know, who would like this? Christina. And then the dad's like, because he's just badgering his dad.
Deals, buddy.
It's funny. That's the funny guy. I don't know what to tell you. Like this movie's like, it's fine. It's just like, meh.
So anytime the guy, the older guy that's technically fired Kurt, but also Henry, clearly like has a past with Mrs. McDougal. And anytime he's kind of like, I don't know, like I feel like every time he was on screen, there was some sort of like, a wink like, yes, I have a past with her. Yes, I'm still into her. And then it finally happens at the end where like they're back together basically. And I really liked him. And anytime there's long lost loves and that type of plot device, I'm a big fan of. And I thought he was wonderful. Dan?
Yeah, I know. I searched my heart, found nothing. There's nothing in this movie that really does it for me at all. I think that the Harry, the old guy, and Miss McDougal would be a really cool story if it's not so incredibly sad that Harry just spent his whole life going,
gosh,
I'll just work for you instead. I guess I'll just sit around and do nothing. Maybe you'll love me one day.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's real sad and real pathetic. And so any steam that is in that storyline is taken out.
Listen,
just didn't have anything.
This movie's just really sad to me. Like,
but pleasant, and I want to be clear.
It's pleasant enough to watch. Like, it's one of those things where you could check your brain out, but like if you really dive any deeper behind what's happening.
Check your brain out. Hey, this brain looks pretty good. It's yours. Oh, all right, okay.
How much is it?
Well, only no. When you check it out, it's only on loan for a little bit.
Yeah,
you just stay. Oh, it's the old Brainberry.
Brainberry.
Yeah, Brainberry.
Brainberry.
Welcome to Brainberry.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more gold like this.
The library.
Here on Deck the Hallmark. understand how anyone couldn't like this show.
I don't either. You know, the
with
last
gold
three,
like brain brain.
We're swinging for the fences with our reviews lately.
Oh, really?
I think 3 or 4 1 stars in a row. One person said it's the worst podcast ever.
Wow.
Still
wow.
4.8 overall, but worst podcast ever and horrible podcast, both coming out of the gates hot of late.
Wow.
Did they give anything else besides that?
They said they couldn't wait for Panda to leave. I'm just
That's
kidding.
Fair.
No, I they just it. Say that they think we're just...
Worst
we're
not, podcast ever?
Worst podcast ever. Say we're not ever. Funny and we're middle schoolers and, you know, a bunch of great stuff.
Is it it's worse than Danica Patrick's dad?
I mean, it couldn't possibly be worse than Danica Patrick's dad. Maybe they heard that one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just wait till they get a hold of Cleaver, Teaver, and Meaver.
don't even say it.
Don't.
That is gold. Hey,
you know what? Danica Patrick's dad made the best of, so I question everyone that did those.
Well, but it's Danica Patrick's dad. Like, I don't know what you want.
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
He's proud of his daughter.
He's proud of his daughter.
And who wouldn't be?
Who wouldn't be? That's right.
It's true.
It's time for the wait what? As far as we talk about what in this movie made us go wait what?
You want me to say episode again?
Yeah,
a lot has made me go wait what in this episode.
A panda.
The overarching wait what of this entire movie is why is the store manager the one in charge of making
the display?
The display.
Yeah,
which leads to a second major wait what if you know. That the full weight of attention, the full weight and full focus is on this display. Why would you wait till 10 days before? She knows that this is 25 years. This is the thing they do.
Yes.
Why would you sit there and be like, and then following that up, why is she shocked when Victoria... 5 days before the release, looks at her sketches, is like, I don't like these, and she's crushed. Like, that's the equivalent of when somebody stays up who's bad at writing the night before to turn in an essay. They turn it in, they're like, am I going to get an A? And you look at them and you go, no, it's going to get a solid failing grade. And they go, what?
What's wild is that it comes as no shock that no one has any plans yet. Like, Mrs. McDougal doesn't
It's not shocked by it. No.
Show me the plans. She's like, you've got a week to show me the plans.
Yeah.
Like, I just need those plans by the day of the display.
It's wild. I do not,
it's
like...
It's the worst plot device we've ever seen.
Christmas
Eve display where they need designs 5 days before to go yay or nay on.
What they end up doing is
just going to the prop closet and going, have at it, gang.
Yep.
Terrible.
Well, and that really leads to... one of the statements the owner makes. She goes, I remember when starting a new department store was a risk. So do I. It's called
2022.
It's called 2022.
Yeah.
It's literally called anytime starting a new department store is a risk.
It's a risk.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard. let's see. I don't know.
Earlier this week, someone said... I majored in math and fine arts. What about that screams extrovert?
Well, yeah, that was a real bad one, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, there's other ones, but I'll stop there.
Great.
You don't have to.
You fizzled out real quick. You were really, like, rolling.
I was going, but then I was just like, I don't know if I love the rest of these.
At one point, they're at the very beginning, they're listening to the radio, and the DJ's giving you an update on life and whatnot. And says, here's a Christmas classic. And then proceeds to play a modern version of Jingle Bells. And that just grinds my gears.
Yeah.
You don't say, here's a Christmas classic.
It's a classic.
And play a new one. Play a new version. You play a daggum classic.
Yeah.
Is it just me?
No, it's not just you,
guys, can we give a shout-out to Magic 98.9 for last week and over Christmas in July playing Christmas music 24/7?
Yeah, that Greenville, baby.
It's like they know. It's like they know what'll speak to me. I am confused as to, I don't know. I understand what window displays the point of them are. This is a weird thing to me. This is a like you have to get you rush past all of the store to go see the display. It doesn't seem like it's worth it to me. Window displays, I understand. You go by and you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to go get the things. But in this case, you run past the entire store to go to see this display. It doesn't seem like it's the best place for the display, right?
No.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Was Kurt given the instruction before there was any plan for the display to just paint a wall white? We don't have any instructions for the display yet. So, Kurt, if you could just go and, I don't know, just go paint that wall white.
Just in case.
Kurt got fired because she didn't have a plan, so they just said paint a wall white. That's unfortunate for Kurt, isn't it? That's unfortunate. Dan?
Yeah, I got a bunch, but can we just ask a very simple question? Has anyone ever loved anything as much as Danica Patrick's character loves the Eiffel Tower?
Danica McKellar.
Danica McKellar, not Danica Patrick. Danica Patrick's dad, different story.
Yeah.
Danica McKellar loves the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah.
She has pages and pages of pictures of the Eiffel Tower, her entire house. Isn't pictures of like different streets and chateaus in Paris?
It's just the Eiffel Tower.
It's just the Eiffel Tower.
She loves the
Eiffel
Tower.
It's not Paris, gang. There's no like berets and French bakeries and pastry shops. Just the Eiffel Tower over and over again on a loop. It's not healthy. It's not a healthy dream if you love the Eiffel Tower that much. That's weird. That's a weird thing. Also, if you're designing the display for McDougal's, why are you spending so much time making sure that the drawings look as good as they do? The point of those drawings is not to look good. It's for someone to get the idea that the display would look good. But she is raking this guy over the coals to make sure, like, he has these drawings perfect, which the drawings are just sketches. They don't mean anything.
They look great.
They don't matter. One of my favorite things that somehow slips through this movie is in one of the scenes early on, late in the movie, she's talking with David Hayden Jones' character, and she says something about like, and I'm really hoping I get this promotion. Then she gets the promotion, and she tells him, I got a promotion, I'm moving to France. And he gets very, very like disappointed. He furrows his brow, and he says this. He goes, so that's the promotion you were talking about.
What a doofus.
What other... Did he think she was talking about like a promotion to girlfriend over just friend? Like, what promotion? She's been talking about Paris all movie, bro. Yep. How do you not know that that's the promotion she was talking about the whole time?
Maybe he didn't know where the Eiffel Tower was.
He's been painting it. He's like, oh, this looks pretty cool.
It's a neat tower. It's just cool.
Well, it was real. What kind of fantasy land is this?
I am all for an earned almost kiss. If an almost kiss works, it works. There are three of these that seem to, I think there's four in the movie. There's three almost kisses that seem to come out of nowhere. Like they're talking about like something and they look at each other and lean and then just stop.
Yeah.
It's a very weird decision that was made in this movie. I have to point this out, even though this is probably funny to just me, and Bran laughed, I think, just out of pity at me, that Danica's got the tree, and she's trying to center it, and he's doing this director's bit, but he keeps doing this with his hands. And if you're doing the hand bit, you have to stay still. If you do this over and over again, that won't center anything. I don't know what you're doing here, but it's not trying to center a tree.
That's funny.
You do this and then you have to move the tree. The tree doesn't stay still and you do this.
Yep.
That's not how that works.
Wasn't a pity laugh, Dan. I thought it was funny.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Funny. That makes me feel better. Early in the movie, she's talking on the phone, and her Apple home screen is clearly, like, it's not even close. Like, no. She's not even a little bit on the phone here. It's absurd. And then, of course, I have to mention it. It's the old, you got the promotion. You've got to be on the 10 o'clock flight on Christmas Eve.
Because we're starting earlier than we thought.
We got to get there. Look, Christmas morning, the McDougal's of Paris is going to be active and going. We got to get you there. There's nothing we can do about this. You got to get there. You got to leave at 10 o'clock. You got to take the red eye, the Christmas Eve red eye, to get to Paris on Christmas Day for the McDougal's meeting of some sort. That was a tough pill to swallow.
Which, I don't want to be that guy. Yeah. But 10 a.m. flight to Paris, that is
10 p.m.
already evening.
It's 4 a.m. there.
So you're getting in on Christmas Day.
That's right. Yeah. And it's like later, and it's like probably around noonish.
So my only guess is, like, I guess enjoy Christmas Day. We're getting started first thing to 26.
I guess.
I think so, yeah.
Man, it's real brutal. Bad. Moved it up a little bit.
The French people are nose to the grindstone. They don't even take Christmas
Day. No, they don't.
Working around
they
the clock.
They work 24/7. That's right. What I've said about the Parisians.
That's right.
You have always said that. It's time for the What the Hallmark. Panda, anything that you're wondering about?
Yeah. The checkout system at McDougal's.
Okay.
McDougal's! Panda wants to know how to check out at McDougal's!
The only reason I raise this question is the little boy has purchased a gift for, I believe it's his dad or grandma or something like that, and he says now they can paint with all the different colors, right? He picks that, but here's the problem. That's great. Very sweet. But he has already wrapped the gift. You can't tell what the gift is. It's already been wrapped before he's paid for it. And he says, I have $5. Is that enough? And she says, yeah, I think that's probably enough.
Yeah, that's weird.
Here's my thing. Typically, and correct me, I've never had somebody gift wrap anything for me.
You've never had anyone
gift wrap anything? No, gift wrap on the regular. Right,
on the regular. But you have to pay
for it first. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They have to at least scan it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But this is my question. So I just want to know, how are they going to?
Yes.
I just don't get it.
So at the display, they pull back the curtains, and there are two kids that are a part of this display, live action. This is a living display. I want to know how long, like, are the kids that are a part of this display, are they only there for the reveal? Or do these poor kids just have to stand there all day? What are the rules there with the working children?
That's fair.
Do they got to be there the whole time leading up to Christmas, just hanging out? What makes
that display special are the two kids out there waving at you to come over and see it, and then Santa.
Yeah.
They can't all be there all the time.
No.
So it's a bad display otherwise, right?
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, it not being in the window is another one, but that's either here nor there.
Fair. I had two. One is that the story we hear about Miss McDougal is that when she was 10 years old, her and Harry were in front of a department store that wasn't a McDougal's, because she invented McDougal's.
She's and McDougal.
She is McDougal. Mrs. McDougal. She sees a department store display, looks at him as a 10-year-old and goes, this is what I want to do with my whole life. Not make displays, make a department store so that she can make a display.
Right.
What?
Yeah. No, she saw that a department store can make people happy.
And so she decided, because of that Christmas display in front of that one, that she would rather have that than love.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, she wants to make a display that you can't see.
Inside. Paint it white. Lastly, we've not mentioned her at all, and this is a shame. Danica's assistant in this movie, what is happening there? She is at Danica's house. She's there when she wakes up. She's there when she goes to sleep. She's there around the clock. And when she's not there, she's in any other scene that she needs to be in all the time. I'm worried about her sanity. I'm worried about how many hours she's working. I don't think that Danica's the best boss ever, even though that's what she says. Mm-hmm. I think she's taking advantage of her. It's a character that I would love to know how she's doing now that she doesn't have a 24-hour-a-day job.
McDougal. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. What a blast it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Christmas in July.
In the
books.
It seems
like we just started it, and just like that, it's
like gone. A vapor.
Guys, so excited about next week. We're taking a little step back. Only a few episodes next week. We're prepping for Bramble Fest. Very excited about it. We're going to be back with a new movie. We're going to be back with a preview episode. We'll be back with When Calls the Heart.
Mm.
So still a great week ahead of us next week.
I am so geeked.
And Panda geeked. Is going to be in every single one of those episodes.
Wow. You know what? Can we start getting ready for fall? since it's a fall
preview. It is a fall preview show.
In the world of Hallmark, July is the time to get ready for fall. Yes.
Cider Boy?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Mulled? Are you a mulled cider?
Mulled, not mulled, and whatever cider.
Oh, boy.
You got it, buddy. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas!
That Sounds Fun podcast is produced by Tracy Nillisname. It's recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.